I opened a real estate office in Miami, and for 10 years I worked night and day to build up a nucleus for the Coral Gables, which constantly grew in my dreams. I never told anyone my plans, but as my profits in real estate grew, I bought adjoining land. The 160 acres which we had originally owned increased to 300, then to 500, 1,000, and finally to 1,600. At the end of 10 years, I had $500,000 in money, 1,600 acres of land, and was experienced in marketing subdivisions. But more important than this, I had built up during this period an efficient sales organization. I had men around me whom I know to be capable salesmen. During that 10 years, I sold 15 subdivisions around Miami. Every one of them is now worth many times the amount I sold it for. They are nice enough, as subdivisions have gone before, but I would have hated myself if behind the success of these ventures there had not been a bigger motive. The mere making of money is the most useless task, in the universal scheme of things, that any man can lay his hand to. Money itself, or the pleasure it buys, is utterly worthless, without with it there has been something created. There must be a compelling force to drive a man on to any worthy success, and materially successful men who have not the memory of creating something must find infinite dissatisfaction in life.